Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, January 19th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The New York Attorney General's office has uncovered evidence that former President Donald Trump and his company falsely valued assets for economic benefit. The findings came in court papers asking a judge to order Trump, Donald Jr., and Ivanka Trump to comply with civil subpoenas for its fraud investigation. A lawyer for the Trumps couldn't be reached. The Trumps have asked a judge to quash the subpoenas or put them on hold until a parallel criminal case has concluded. The Biden administration is expected to distribute 400 million free N95 face masks through pharmacies and community health centers beginning next week. It comes after researchers and doctors have called on the administration to expand access to higher quality masks, such as the N95, amid a surge in the number of COVID-19 Omicron infections. We're exclusively reporting that a tech industry group is launching an ad campaign targeting proposed federal regulation. Lawmakers are considering barring online platforms from giving preferential treatment to their own products. The group, which represents tech giants including Amazon, Apple, Google, and Facebook owner Meta, claims that the proposed legislation would prevent companies from providing free or low-cost services. Separately, in a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee, Apple claimed the legislation would weaken popular new privacy features on its iPhone. Markets in Asia ended mostly lower, and European shares were mixed in early trading. And on the earnings front, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, United Airlines, and Procter & Gamble are scheduled to report today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.